let me say let me say it's the 12th of December, 1977, Paul Cummings talking to Nicholas Collis at 210 East 68th Street, New York City.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Anyway, I have discovered that you were born in two places.
Yeah.
One place it says Greece, another place it says Lausanne, Switzerland.
Yes.
In 1907. Which is which?
I was talking a lot.
Yeah.
I was born in Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
But what happened was that my parents didn't want me to be registered in Switzerland as being born, but to be declared born in Greece, where I went out when I was 6 or 7 months old. It so happened afterwards, so the whole Swiss business had been forgotten. But when I came to this country during the war, the beginning of the war, and afterwards wanted to become an American citizen, at that point, the beginning, it was much better to have the Swiss quota was open, and the Greek quota would have meant year waiting. So I revived the Swiss where I was actually born, and through the doctor who had presided over my birth, so to speak, and two witnesses, which were friends of my mother, it was verified here and testified that I was born in Lausanne, Switzerland. So, which makes something very complicated from an American point of view, because people cannot understand that if you're born in a country, why you're not Swiss, you see.
Right.
As
right.
here in America you have, the Anglo-Saxon with it, it's the place of birth that counts.
Right.
So these legal subtleties, and actually that's what happened. So here I am declared as born in Switzerland, and at the same time I changed my name.
Right, from Kalamaris.
Yes, Kalas. The name Kalas, if you want, I took it.
When did that, was that in 1940 when you came here? No, it was before.
Officially. Officially, I mean, I registered it, I have it, so then I don't have those rather silly things that you see in the public library. I remember when I was looking for a book by Trotsky, it wasn't under Trotsky, now they've changed it, but it was under his real name was Bronstein.
Bronstein, yeah.
So you had to see Trotsky and see Bronstein. It sounded preposterous. I gather that in later days they have changed it. Now, such a problem doesn't arise, as far as I'm concerned, because my name now is Kalas. But when I go to Greece, where I'm still considered a Greek citizen,
right.
I have also, and I haven't lost it from the Greek point of view, then I use both names when I sign documents.
Oh, really?
For public documents, you see. So therefore, otherwise it's great. I can't be sending something or writing something to Kalamaris as Kalas, you see, and this dual personality. But it suits my more or less schizoid, this personality. After all,
but well, if you're born in two places, you're going to have two names.
Well, exactly. But it was when I was in Paris, and I was going to publish a book. I was writing a book then in 1937, 38. Yes, when I was there in Paris, that I decided, because it was a dictatorship in Greece, and my what I was writing was very, on the contrary, radical and left and wouldn't have been.
Inflammatory,
let's put it. So I took the name Kalas from Voltaire, famous defense of Jean Kalas, the Protestant, who had been tortured and boiled, I think. And he won. Voltaire was one of the first public figures to systematically protest any kind of outrage that was done to human liberty, whether it would be Jean Kalas or whether the son of the Tsar, he's made his great brother, who was of Peter the Great, who had turned against him. So there you are. But when I came to this country, I had the misfortune, no sooner I arrived, the very first thing I arrived, when I arrived, and I was asked if I was related to my real. So Kalas, so then I explained it, and this sometimes helps people remembering. I said, I spell my name with one L, I can't afford two like she can. And this little story goes on. This is one of